Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Pittsburgh. It is Friday morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, if you will, to borrow a line from a famous Pittsburgher. I hope your day is off to a wonderful start. You have found the Cook and Joe show. That makes my day, I can tell you that. Doesn't have Starkey today. Hopefully, going to be back Monday. I'm hoping for that. But until then, I'm Ron Cook talking sports with you. Love the opportunity to do so. But we have a lot of sports talk to talk about today. Obviously, the football weekend is almost here. It starts with Pitt Notre Dame tomorrow. Pitt, a 10.5-point underdog in that game as it tries to end a 10-point underdog as it tries to end its three-game losing streak. Then the Steelers go to Tennessee Sunday. They're a 1-point underdog, Tennessee favored by 1 point as the Steelers try to go to 6-0. So are the Titans. They're 5-0. They're trying to go to 6-0 as well. We're going to talk to Ray Fittipaldo at 11 o'clock about the Steelers and Titans. John Burton, who used to be on the Fan Morning Show, now in Nashville, is going to be along in the 12 o'clock hour. We're going to talk Pitt football at 1 o'clock with my friend John McGonigal of the Post-Gazette. Does a fabulous job covering Pitt. But, of course, we got to start with the Steelers in Tennessee. I saw the injury report yesterday, a lot of good news and one particularly troubling news. Full practice yesterday, Deontay Johnson, good. Marquise Pouncey, good. David DeCastro, good. Looks like all three of those guys will be able to go. We'll see if there's any setbacks today. The bad news, Mike Hilton did not practice yesterday. And has not practiced this week. I think he has a shoulder problem, if I'm not mistaken. He is maybe the best slot cornerback, nickel cornerback in football right now, and a big part of their defense. So Mike Hilton didn't practice yesterday. Maybe he practices today, and I'll feel better about it. Today's the big day. If he doesn't practice today, not likely to play against Tennessee on Sunday. That's the only bad news, but man, it was great to see Deontay Johnson, Pouncey, and DeCastro back at full practice yesterday. As I said, the Titans are 1-point favorites. I was on a radio show this morning with our sister station in Baltimore, and the host says, all of us here are picking Tennessee. Tell us why we're wrong. And I said, well, I don't know that you're wrong. Certainly wouldn't be a surprise if Tennessee wins this game. I said, but I kind of like the Steelers. And they said, why? And I said, well, I think both offenses are really good. Tennessee's is prolific. Ryan Tannehill, you know, ESPN listed him as number four on their list of candidates for the MVP award. So he's having a great year. His stats in the last year and a half since he took over match Patrick Mahomes. That's pretty good stuff right there. And obviously Derrick Henry, the best running back in the league. We've talked all week about that. But I also think the Steelers offense is pretty good too. You get Deontay Johnson back in the mix tomorrow with those linemen coming back. At least DeCastro, Pouncey's been in there, but he's fighting a nagging foot injury. I like their odds of scoring some points. Tennessee's defense, not very good. And that's what the difference is in the game for me. I think the Steelers' defense is much better than Tennessee's defense. Tennessee's defense. We had on Blaine Bishop, former all-pro safety with the Titans, and he's now part of their radio broadcast team. I said, where are the weak points on the Titans' defense? He goes, everywhere. He says, it just hasn't been very good. So that's why I think the Steelers are going to win a close game. Starkey and I will do our picks at the end of the show, as we always do, but I kind of like the Steelers in a close game just because of their defense. It's so good. And, you know, now the question is, how much will Devin Bush's absent hurt? Well, that's a fair point. You know, Robert Spillane's going to get the start. I know Keith Butler spoke yesterday on a Zoom call, said, hey, we're ready for this challenge. Our guys are ready. Won't just be Spillane. He'll get the start. They'll see how he does. There's other options. Butler was asked about potentially moving Keith Terrell Edmonds down in the box, and he said, nah, we really don't want to disrupt more than one position. We like what Terrell Edmonds is doing at safety. So that tells me it's going to be Spillane. Maybe Ulysses Gilbert if Spillane struggles. Maybe Marcus Allen. We'll see. But he said he wasn't interested really moving guys around because that disrupts more than one position. I get that. So I like what the defense can do. Devin Bush is going to be a big loss. I'm worried about it. I said yesterday I'd consider trading a guy like Juju for the right linebacker. Don't think it's going to happen. Don't think they're going to find the right linebacker out there. But I think if Bush, it turns out to be the injury-type situation that Ryan Shazier was a couple years ago. And I don't think Bush is quite as good yet as Shazier. Shazier was a special talent. But that kind of just sabotaged the Steelers' season. And I don't know if this injury to Bush is going to or not. We'll find out a lot on Sunday, especially when Derrick Henry is trying to run through that Steelers' defense. Now, the Titans have their own injury problems. Taylor Lewan, the tackle, left tackle, blind side for Tannehill. They got to figure out how they're going to block Bud Dupree. Okay, so you put a back over there to chip him, maybe a tight end. What's that leave T.J. Watt on the other side, right? Good luck stopping them both. That's what those guys in Baltimore said to me. You know, said, we know how good T.J. Watt is. He said, but we've never seen anybody get off the ball quicker. How good is he? And I said, hey, could have been Defensive Player of the Year last year. And in the conversation again this year. But I think a whole defense, you know, with Cam and Tuitt and Alu-Alu up front. I love what Vince Williams is doing. He's the subject of my column in Sunday's Post-Gazette saying the matchup, the game within the game, Vince Williams and the Steelers' run defense against Derrick Henry is must-see TV, and I truly believe that. I like the Steelers' defense. We'll see how it does without Devin Bush. All right, you've heard me. I want to hear you. Make your call. Who? Why? How much? Who do you like? What scares you about this game from a Steelers standpoint? What do you like about this game from a Steelers standpoint? 412-928-9370. Make your call. Who's going to be the star for the Steelers? I think it's really possible. The defense, but, you know, let's say one particular guy. I'm going to go with Vince Williams. Offensively, I look for James Conner to have another big game. Ben always is a safe choice, but I'm going to go with Connor. Who do you like? 412-928-9370. You make the call. Tell me why, who's going to win, and how much. What scares you, what you like. It's all on the board for you. You've heard all the pregame hype all week. Now it's time to make your pick. 412-928-9370. It's also our Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. You'll be first up when we come back. Man, thanks for being with me on this gorgeous, last gorgeous Friday, I think. The weather's supposed to turn tonight and into tomorrow, but enjoy it while you have it right now. It's beautiful. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!